The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I think all of you, I trust, recognize that one of the challenges, I suppose, of meditation practice is staying in the present moment enough so that we're really settling into the present in a deep, intimate way. And so certainly our mind wanders off into the future, wanders off into the past. Certainly the mind goes into fantasy. Sometimes the mind is kind of in the present moment, but it's mostly at a distance because we're caught up still in our thoughts about the present moment. A lot of commentary, a lot of ideas, of things like that. So one of the things that's interesting to notice is when you're not really present, what desires are operating? So not what thoughts are operating or what desires are operating. Chances are fairly good that if you're having a lot of desires about the future, desires about the past or fantasy, you can probably, there's something going on in the background or underneath or motivating what you're concerned with that probably relates to something you're wanting. And you won't always see it, but it's interesting to ask, what am I wanting here? What's the desire that's operating here? And if it has to do with, notice any desire that's happening that is not about the meditation itself. As you're doing walking meditation or doing sitting meditation, just notice that there's other desires. And what are those? And see if you can recognize that in the recognition of it, not be caught in its orbit, in its gravitational pull. Just kind of, oh, there it is. Thank you, I see you. And, you know, later or something. Or I'm going to put you up on the shelf. Or not right now. But to recognize the desires operating. And if the desires have to do with meditation practice itself, then notice some desires in meditation are appropriate. You know, you want to meditate. So that's good. But notice if you have desires in relationship to meditation, if those desires are helping you to settle and be more fully here in a grounded, settled way, or the way they keep you kind of spinning in your head or spinning kind of distant from really being here. So, you know, if you want the desire to be settled, it might actually help you to be more settled. Desire to enter the 32nd, you know, level of meditation by 11 o'clock, that desire, I don't even know what the 32nd level is, but that desire is going to be too abstract and to pull you away and not really be connected to what's happening and kind of keep you disconnected, a little more, not so intimate to what's happening. So this idea of looking at your desires, what you're wanting, and seeing their role in your life, what's happening, and how they keep you away from the present moment, if they are desires about the present moment, do they keep you connected or settled in the present, or they keep you unsettled? So in a very simple, light touch, don't make it a big study, don't be agitated about this exercise, but in an easy way, as you go about the walking today and the sitting today, you might just keep an eye out for the role that desire has and that preventing you from really being mindful and here in a full way. And in any way you practice, I hope you enjoy it this morning. Thank you.